This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations out there, along the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, their website. And by the way, we're also broadcasting on selected media group stations of the Salem Media Group on some of the bigger radio markets in America, and we thank them very much for that. And of course, we're also talking to some of the leading independents around the country too, out there across the country. It gives us a great cross section of people to be talking to and to be heard by. And also, don't forget, you can hear us around the world broadcasting the stream by the internet. Yep, by the internet on GCNlive.com. All of our radio stations have streams, so they're all playing them. Salem Media, my flagship stations here, AM 816-930. And of course, my website, if you want to go over there, there's no player required. You just click on the link and boom, there you are. It's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and give it a listen. And I'm sure you're going to like what you're going to hear over there, because it's the same thing you're hearing right now if you're listening to me on terrestrial radio. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs Border Patrol units, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, too, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the petroleum products wherever it needs to go. And, of course, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and let's go right to the telephone in. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got our a good friend, and I saw him yesterday, and he was doing his thing with his camera and his recording and all that sort of stuff, and it was retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good to be with you, Captain and Professor. Good morning.
Yes, sir, and another great day in the neighborhood. And 70, let's see, what is it now? It's 78 degrees here where I'm at, so there you go. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Ready, Captain.
Sure thing.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go over to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. It's Steve from Sarasota. Truck driver Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I got so caught up yesterday talking about 9/11 that I really didn't get to thank you and all the firefighters and first responders for what you do. So I just want to say thank you and God bless. And you know, you guys deserve the real Medal of Honor for that. So, That's all I have to say. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. We appreciate that. And, of course, yesterday was all about our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police. That's who we were talking about, and the tremendous sacrifice that was made not only at the World Trade Center but also at the Pentagon. People don't realize that the Pentagon could have been a lot worse than what it was. It was bad enough. And we all know somebody that was somewhere that day that was involved in that. We all know somebody. And, of course, then we had the aircraft that went down to the field in Shanksville where that entire crew, or the passengers, rather, every single one of them was a hero because they literally put that plane into the ground with what was going on, for the simple reason that they think now, after all these years, it was going to the White House. Sir?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. I think Flight 93 is, boy, that is one for the annals of history. It really is. And, you know, the Pentagon's got a special thing because my wife served for 34 years as a civil servant to the Army. And at that time, just before 9/11, you know, she got to know the three-star general in the Pentagon that was actually killed when the plane crashed into the Pentagon, because that was her boss's boss. And she didn't work in the Pentagon, but worked away from that. So it's funny how little personal things such that. And then yesterday at Sarasota National Cemetery, it's amazing as you go around and you talk to folks and you hear folks speak, both from the dais and as you did, Captain, the personal connection you have with all folks. And I think the message that Carlos Moreira, the host of the University of South Florida, had at the end about how, you know, the most forgotten thing is we got to remember, because it's a time where we can come together as Americans.
Yep.
And put aside, not forget the fact that we have differences, but there are things that unite us. And sometimes tragedy like that is one of the things that generates that unity.
Well, we can get it back if we just think about what it is we're doing. And this country is the greatest place on the planet Earth that I want to be, and anybody who doesn't think so, they're free to leave. We're not holding them here.
That's right. They're not helping to restore unity. Yeah, they're restoring divisiveness, and that's, unfortunately, that we're at right now.
All right, sir. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. By the way, it's Tuesday. That means I'll be having lunch at Mission Barbecue today from 11 to 1 at Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with a lot more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing many of you there today. Some of you showed up yesterday, some of you didn't. I get it. Today we have our regular Have Lunch with the Captain over there at West Waters at the Mission Barbecue over there. And what a deal we had yesterday. What an event we had yesterday. To you guys, some Hillsborough County Battalion 2 and Company, we love you. We love you. You're the best. And I won't let anybody say anything any bad about you. Okay, so great guys. All right, well, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And, of course, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, Colonel, I've got something I want to ask, and it's really bugging me, and it bugged a bunch of firefighters yesterday when we talked about it a little bit. You probably have already heard that Joe Biden stood up there and bloviated that he was had his boots on the ground the day after September 11th in New York City at the World Trade Center.
I did, and this has become kind of the norm, the standard practice to, well, one, to make about himself, but two, to make it not, it's not even factually about himself. It's just that flies in the face. That dishonors those that did that. But the conclusion that I draw now, and I'm not so sure that Biden will be the nominee given his mental state and condition, not his age, but his mental state and condition. But he is president. He is the most irrelevant president in the history of presidents in the United States. Notice I didn't say the presidency, because this this current presidency is very relevant, in much not a very good way. But him as president, he's highly irrelevant because he is really not the guy at the controls. And that's that should frighten Americans. That's not good for America. I don't care what your political affiliation is. That is not good for America.
Well, I agree. Kyle, your thoughts?
No, I agree completely with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. My fear, Kevin, is that, you know, they're going to wake up Biden in the middle of the night and say we're under attack or something else is going on, and he's going to start going on about something that doesn't exist or, you know, is something from yesteryear. Maybe he'll say that Brezhnev's at it again or something like that.
Yeah, talk about corn pop.
But talk about corn pop. But our foes look at this and make calculations. And don't you think, Lieutenant Colonel, that also our friends look at this and say, what is all this? You know, can we trust this? Can we trust America to do it? Do what needs to be done in a moment of crisis?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think that's pretty evident to any intelligent and careful observers that this is at a time in our history where we need to be on solid friendships and trust and confidence and leading in the free world. That has been substantially diminished. And, of course, part and parcel and concurrent with that has been the diminished respect that we have had amongst our adversaries and the shoring up of our adversaries by way of the evil trio of Iran, China, and Russia. And then you throw in, of course, North Korea, who is visiting in Russia and doing deals and will probably be agreeing to turn over certain munitions that Russia needs in return for certain technologies that North Koreans don't have so that they can successfully launch spy satellites and the like. So, yeah, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but there's not any good news. It's not us Americans' fault. It's that irrelevant president in a time when we need a presidency that is extremely relevant and a president that's relevant, we're just not getting it.
Okay, we got a caller. I'm going to take the call. You ready?
Red eye.
Bag Ammon Bob, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say to the colonel, there's no way in heck that Biden's going to last another year. And if he is, he's going to get worse and worse. So for sure we're going to have another candidate on the ticket besides him. I don't think it's possible. Can you envision him trying to be another 4 years? Even the Democrats are not insane enough to try to envision that, I don't think.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Remember that.
Yeah, Phoebe, back down and Bob, I think he's exactly right, and he affirms what we've been talking about. And, of course, the fear is, what does that do to the calculus of the presidential election 2024 if it's not Biden? And it may say, well, outcomes and how the race goes really depends on who the opposition party, the Republican Party, selects. So it plays into that. And you take a look at, you know, the negatives and the positives for both Biden and for the presumed nominee. And I say presumed because it's not a done deal. President 45, Donald J. Trump, on that. And that plays into it. So, hey, it's early. Much more to be seen and revealed.
Mm. Kyle?
Well, you bring up a really good point about Biden and the possibility of not being the nominee, but how much of a huge sort of contentious mess do you think it could be with Kamala Harris if she is sort of passed over by the party as the natural, you know, successor to Joe Biden and they try to go with somebody else, anybody else but Kamala?
Well, you know, they made this bed, now they got to sleep in it, and the Democrats did. And clearly, I mean, the only person whose disapproval ratings, lack of confidence, have outpaces our current president is his vice president. I mean, from the get-go, it was the world's worst choice that any president could have made to be the vice president. And he knew it. It was a token choice, and she's a a token kind of person. And she's comfortable with that, and that's how she's lived her life, being a token kind of person. It's not a slam on her gender or her race, because there are many, many confident women and persons of color and blacks out there that are extremely right. confident, willing, and able. She ain't it.
You're right. Yeah, she ain't it. That's for sure. Well,
but she can dance.
Yeah, there was a video,
and
I think, earlier or something.
That she can dance.
She's a giggling dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, getting over to Ukraine, General Milley says that it's way too early to say whether or not Ukraine's summer offensive has failed or not. What do you think of this fits in, but also in conjunction with the fact that NATO is going to do the biggest exercise it's had, evidently since World War II, in order to look at possible Russian invasions, if it would ever to happen?
Well, I think Milley is right. It is too early to judge it, but it's been more successful than not, clearly. If nothing else, because this is a protracted long-term war, and it's not going Russia's way. So if it's not going Russia's way, then by default it's going Ukraine's way. And then let's go back to something we talked about in our thing, but the report is unsubstantiated independently right now. Is that Ukrainians claimed yesterday that they reclaimed the Boyka Towers, those critical oil and gas drilling platforms in the northwestern Black Sea. It ought to be able to be readily independent verifiable or not. So today we should know the truth on that. But Ukraine has claimed to take that. And these towers were lost to Russia, not as a result of the current conflict, but it was soon after they annexed Crimea back in 2014. So it's been in Russian hands since 2015. That is a big thing. That is one of those little things that Zelensky can put a marker and say, hey, here's a sign of success. But Milley's partly right, and the victory isn't what some of the Pentagon advisors, because they haven't done it in the way that some of the Pentagon advisors would like the Ukrainians to carry out the counteroffensive, but frankly, the facts on the ground show that they're probably doing it the only way that they are capable of doing, and all that, because it is a protracted war. And anybody thinking otherwise or hoped otherwise, I got something. I want to know what you're smoking.
Okay, well, we've run out of time, but I'm going to finish with this. New York City's $4.7 billion migrant bill is equal to the cost of sanitation, parks, and the Fire Department of New York combined. Think about that for a minute as we say, Colonel, we'll see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday, Captain. And you too, Professor. Adios.
Thank you very much. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And hang on there, Kyle. We've got Harrison on sports coming around the corner here. Don't go nowhere. He'll be right here. He's going to tell us what happened to Aaron Rodgers last night. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Lawyers for Donald Trump are moving for the judge in the former president's federal election case to recuse herself. In a Monday court filing, Trump's attorneys said they're unsure U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan can remain fair and impartial. They worry if her past harsh statements about Trump's ties to the January 6th Capitol riots. She's also been harsher at sentencing time for ground-level Capitol riot convicts. She alone will make the decision whether to recuse herself or not. President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden spoke Monday to military service members at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage Monday afternoon.
It's more important than ever that we come together around the principle of American democracy, regardless of our political backgrounds.
Nearly 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2001. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wooncare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Alrighty, and now we're going to bring in Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You got to put on your LA Angels hat now because you're going to be a professor of sports.
No problem.
Because here comes Harrison with his sports report. Harrison, take it away.
All right. Well, gotta say, when it comes to Florida sports for this week, it's been quite a gift because we got a lot of wins to cover this morning. Leading off, as it is tradition with the Tampa Bay Rays, they start their road trip with a 7-4 win against a potential playoff opponent in the Minnesota Twins. The Rays pick up their fourth win in a row to reach 89 wins on the year. They sit at three games back of the Orioles, But the biggest chance to change that is just a few days away. If they hang in there with the Twins, they can go into Baltimore with a four-game series coming up. And this very well could decide the AL East race, because it's the only time we really have a guarantee to see a change in the standings at this point. It's one versus two. But more on that once that happens. The Marlins, the outlier of all the Florida teams, suffered a hefty 12-0 loss to the Brewers last night, but they still remain in a good spot. They took 2 out of 3 against the Phillies over the weekend, and they're still a game and a half back of a wild card. Less than 3 weeks left in the MLB season. Talking playoff baseball is much closer than you think. Magic numbers are starting to kick in baseball. The Rays, they still have 16 games left to try to come back. The magic number for the Orioles to clinch, let me rephrase, is 16. So it is still far from over, even with that series potentially. But on that note, we are moving to the gridiron for college football. The Gators get a nice win, 49-7, blowing out McNeese State. It's a tune-up win for sure. But after the loss to Utah, the win in the Swamp's got to feel nice, and you get a nice win ahead of a big win against Tennessee. There's a lot at stake for the Gators. They haven't lost back-to-back games against Tennessee, let alone a loss in the Swamp to Tennessee, in a long time. You have to go back 20 years to the Ron Zook era to find either of these instances. Here's some notes to make. The Gators are 6-2 at home under Billy Napier, but it's clear the Vols are the favorites this upcoming week. If they win, it's a huge step in the right direction when it comes to improving upon last year, because remember, last year they didn't beat Tennessee. And it'd also be nice with potential recruits and commits in the crowd to see a win over a ranked rival. Billy's recruited well, even going 6-7 last year. Imagine after a big win. Moving on, Florida State moves up to third in the AP poll. The only way the Noles were going to move up from fourth was if a team that was ahead of them lost. Well, Texas beat Alabama. So up to third they went. FSU comes off a blowout win over Southern Mississippi, where they scored a ridiculous 66 points. Next week, they head up to Boston College, an opponent they have only lost to once since 2009. So even when the Seminoles have had their struggles, this matchup has been very good to them. And staying in the ACC, Miami coming off a key win over Texas A&M, 48-33. They got that win against Jimbo Fisher, and they fit nicely a 22nd in the AP poll. They are up to 2-0 start, like last year, but this time they got that win over A&M. This sets them up to go on a nice run over the next few weeks. But this week, they play host to Bethune-Cookman, a nice in-state matchup on the East Coast. UCF picked up another win, but this time not the same decisive win they got over Kent State. They just scraped by Boise State on the road to an 18-16 win to start off 2-0 on the year. This upcoming week, they get a tune-up game against the FCS Villanova Wildcats before they enter Big 12 play for the first time. And when they do, that's all they do the rest of the way. UCF will have 9 consecutive Big 12 games. And while that's certainly daunting, if they're meant to be in a Power 5 conference, that is the best chance you have to prove it. Lastly, USF finishes off the winning team's streak in college football for Florida. They get a nice win over FAMU 38-24 to give Alex Golesh his first win as a head coach. So what's next for the Bowl? Why, it's hosting the Alabama Crimson Tide in Tampa. This is the second time they have ever played Alabama. Bama won 42-17 back in 2003. But most would predict the score is not that much different from that one. However, this is a fact we should all keep in mind, and I'm tongue-in-cheek about this one. Bama's coming off a loss. USF is coming off a win. Momentum is everything, guys. But how often do I get the point that out? So I just had to. And while this isn't college football, Shout out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins for keeping up the winning trend for Florida football. The Bucs pick up a close win against the Minnesota Vikings. The Dolphins with a great win over the Chargers. And Baker Mayfield, the starting quarterback job is yours for at least the next week. And that'll do it for your sports update. We return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Good job there, Harrison. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great one.
You too, guys.
Okay. And Kyle, any thoughts?
Well, no, I thought he did a great job and very informative indeed, because it's going to get pretty intense here with the football starting up as it is.
Speaking of informative, another Democratic mayor in another state says it's not sustainable. The Democratic mayor there says that he's calling on the state's right to shelter law as migrant crisis is now spiraling out of control. Another blue state in big trouble.
Well, right, because once they find out what it's like to live under the policies that they put out there, not as being practical, but as being some kind of political virtue signaling, then they find out that, hey, wait a minute, this is like reality. We don't want to deal with that.
Well, yeah, it's the real world, and you opened your mouth, and you said, bring them on, we'll take them, we'll take care of these people, we want them, right? Bring them on. Okay, how's that working out now for you?
Well, right, and in many cases, it's we want somebody else to take care of people. We don't really,
they don't want to pay for it. That's what it is. They want to pay for it.
Exactly. Even the women on The View the other day were lamenting the migrants coming to New York City. You know, they should spread them around. They said, basically, just paraphrasing.
Spread them around where? In the water?
I don't know, just somewhere else in the country, because again, it's that virtue signaling, and so we don't buy all this that, oh, we're just trying to be helpful and so forth, because by and large, the American people are compassionate, to anybody, but the big blue policies are a big blue mess.
I don't know why anybody watches The View. That show is just absolutely nothing more than a propaganda machine for the Democratic Party, and they never, never make any sense, nor do they tell the truth half the time about what's going on.
Yeah, well, we see the quotes when they say something so outrageous it actually makes the news.
Oh, by the way, did you hear about the energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm's search for a charger? Yeah, she was looking for a charger to charge her electric car on an EV road trip that they were on, and they didn't know where the chargers were, and they pulled in somewhere and went to charge a vehicle at a private place, which had nothing to do with them, and the cops got called and said, you can't charge the car here, lady.
It's not free energy from some private charger?
Well, she thought so, but the cops said, I'm sorry, but... This is not yours to be used. It's not a public charger. It's a private charger. It's marked accordingly. And she was just going to pull in there with her electric vehicle and just plug it right in and charge it right up. Sure you were, lady. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back. Final segment of Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, Florida. Yep, Sarasota. And, of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are the absolute best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And when you do call them, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. 922-2345, or just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, either way, you're going to find out that they know what they're talking about, and they've got a great selection in their storeroom there of the different things to choose from when it comes to the blinds and the decor and the shades and the shutters or whatever you want to have. They got it, so you can see it right there and see how it looks set up, because they have it on those little displays where they show you how they open, how they close, and this, that, and the other. But again, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, simply the best at what they do. 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Located 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on by and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, let's expound a little bit more on this road trip that the Department Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, took. Because this is kind of a this is a big red face incident, if you will, and she had the cops called on her. So what was this all about?
Yeah, we have a little bit more information now, Captain, and evidently what is being called a painstakingly mapped out ahead of time to allow for charging trip, because, you know, if you have an electric car, you're going to have to know pretty much where you're going to charge it.
Yep.
As you go along. This was going from North Carolina to Tennessee. But between stops, this is near Augusta, Georgia, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Between stops, one of Granholm's staff realized that there weren't going to be enough charging spots at the charging stations that they found. So what they did is they put a non-electric vehicle or a gas-powered vehicle in front of one of the working chargers to save it for when the energy secretary herself made it there and so they could charge the electric vehicle. So this didn't sit well with those that were trying to charge their actual cars, their actual electric cars. So they called the police on the whole thing.
Don't blame them. Did she get a ticket?
Well, no. And,
did she get a ticket or anything for doing that?
It doesn't look like she got a ticket of any kind, but evidently they found a way to have this family. It was a family who was waiting to charge, and it was evidently a sweltering day there. They had a baby in the vehicle, and they wanted to charge up their electric car, I guess, so they could also continue to run the air conditioner. But nope, here came Granholm. She was on her way, so we had to wait, I guess.
Well, I realize oil prices are at a 10-month high. Gas prices are moving higher. I've been watching what's been going on. I've also been watching Biden's approval rating, 38 points underwater. That's the latest thing, his approval rating, 40%, while 60% of Americans are unhappy with him, and they want him replaced by somebody else. I get all that. But then again, those are trivial little things, right?
Yeah, just here and there. And you know, something I thought about too, Captain, with Biden's popularity or lack thereof, can you imagine the campaign commercials just with the stuff he said in Vietnam and on 9/11 in Alaska? I mean, just, you know, these commercials are, I mean, especially for voters who aren't watching Biden every day, they're going to say, oh my gosh, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know what he said in Vietnam. I couldn't understand him.
Right, he was mumbling a lot, and then he said he was going to go to bed.
Well, that part I got.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy, we have a national embarrassment as president. I did not vote for him, nor would I. And I'm certainly not going to vote for Kamala Harris, and I certainly don't want her as our president. Because the only thing I know she could do is what I saw recently. She can dance, and that's it.
And laugh a lot, like a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can do that when you're dancing.
Well, she has this, like, the nervous laughter thing, which sometimes can be a little off-putting, but she doesn't seem, and I don't think the American voter would think that she can either, A, step into the role of president, like tomorrow, if she absolutely had to, nor would she run for this and then make a compelling case that she would be the one to hire for the job.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, so this puts the Democrats in such a quandary, because they have to find a way to make it look like they're not really just eliminating Harris altogether, or just passing over her like she wasn't there, and then trying to go right to Gavin Newsom. And then, of course, they'll have to have somebody else on the ticket, like just using Gavin Newsom as an example, but somebody else would have to be on the ticket with Gavin Newsom for vice president. So they got a double problem here. They don't have a deep bench.
Well, to keep the news cycle rolling here for just a moment about things that you really don't want to hear about, but you got to know about, the FDA has approved the new COVID-19 boosters. Now, the new shots, which are said to be targeting the XBB.1.5 subvariant, are expected to be available very soon.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, I think we'll hear more about rising cases in various places. That would, you know, but to some degree, you expect to have more infections during the winter months of the year, the fall, the winter, this kind of thing. But overall, you know, people, unless they're told by their doctor to a great degree that they need to get some kind of new vaccine, you know, I don't know that people will en masse go out and get vaccinated.
Okay. Well, I agree with that. By the way, there's a Rasmussen Reports poll out there. National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 73% of likely U.S. voters, that's 73% of likely U.S. voters, believe Mitch McConnell should resign his leadership position because of his health issues.
Well, seeing him freeze up, and, you know, certainly we want him to be okay. We want there to be some good medical resolution to this. But watching him freeze up like that is very difficult to live down, you know, with the voters. So I'm not surprised by that high percentage at all.
Well, the other high percentage end of this is 48% who strongly agree with that statement.
Yes, exactly, and that could only likely get higher. I don't know. He's not going to resign from the Senate, but you're right. He could want to maybe vacate that leadership position.
And we've had another very serious situation in Africa, Libya. At least 2,000 people are feared dead after flooding in eastern Libya.
That's exactly right. Thousands more, I believe, could also be in peril.
About 5,000, I've heard. About 5,000.
Yes. Exactly. So, and evidently, this happened because I think storms caused some dams to fail, and this was what caused the massive flooding.
Wow. And Mr. Kim Jong-un is in Russia. The train finally got there.
That's right. The special train with his entourage, they finally got there. And as we heard Denise Simon tell us earlier, yes, Putin, I think, is in Vladivostok. But who knows where they're going to meet for sure. But it's going to be looked at as a full state visit. So that's important because it shows just how close Russia and North Korea are going to be, especially with Russia looking for help in Ukraine.
They want their manpower.
Well, of course they do. That's right. And so, don't you think, Captain, it sort of smacks more of some desperation or, you know, trying, now they're going to just kitchen sink this thing. They're not winning. Now they got to go find other troops from North Korea.
Well, desperation is a good word to use. And, oh, by the way, today is the day that Jim Jordan and company, when they come back into Congress, are going to start their investigation of Jack Smith's office. That's the special counsel, Jack Smith, over the abusive tactics that they've been using. So we'll see what happens there, if anything.
Indeed.
All right, here comes the music. You have yourself a great day. We'll look forward to talking to you tonight on the Radio there, Mr. Kyle. So enjoy the weather where you're at.
Thanks, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And I'll see you for lunch today at Mission Barbecue from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Remember, at 12 noon, they play the national anthem, and we stand up and put our hands over our hearts or salute accordingly, depending. I will be back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.